All right, welcome back to the program. Glad you're with us. Lauren Brooks is along. Hayes Carl and I'm Frank Frangie. Big win for the JU Dolphins on the road last night. They beat VCU. Jordan Mincy's a terrific coach. Joining us for the first time this season. Jordan, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, congratulations on that win. And you went up there and you win. You went up there without Omar Payne, without Dylan O'Hearn. But I guess it doesn't really matter when you guys play hard. Tell us a little bit about that. Great performance last night by the Dolphins.
You know what? We just felt like every guy who came in had opportunities to pull in. Like, they were really connected. And it started in our previous two frags and then our shoot around that morning. And, we just felt like, our staff, we talked about our guys had just a great level of connectivity amongst themselves. And so it carried over from shoot around. And those guys got into the game last night. These guys got in and performed well.
Jordan, are you seeing the kind of toughness and leadership that you were hoping to see out of your ball club this early in the season?
You know what? When we had so many returners from last year's team, it allowed for us to kind of, have to carry over and have a certain level of toughness. You know, our seniors, Osiris Depot, Kevin Young, Nolan, those guys, they did a great job of leading and kind of telling our newcomers, guys like Jared Cusell and O'Hearn, to kind of just setting the tempo for, what our culture is about and how we, have mental and physical stuff in this program.
Jordan, congratulations on the win, but it's no rest for the weary, no time to celebrate. You're on the bus heading to Wilmington, right?
Yeah, we are. We actually got about two more hours left before we get to Wilmington. And so a lot of our coaches, some of our coaches sleep, but majority of our coaches are here watching film, trying to get prepared.
Jordan Mincy with us talking basketball. The Dolphins are now 5-2 after the win on the road against VCU. So how is it different, Jordan? Last year, your first year coach, they had to learn who you were. You had to learn who they were. Obviously, they played with a toughness. You're a defensive-minded guy. But you're right. Kevion's back. Now, he played 40 minutes last night. Mike Marsh is back, and he's a really good offensive-minded big man. Jordan Davis played a lot of basketball for you. Jiasi Powell. These guys all played a lot of basketball. Osai, you talked about him. Now that you've got – now it's the second year. How different is it? How much do you not have to do this year that you had to do last year because they didn't know you?
Well, it's funny. A lot of times, you're a coach. You're coaching. You're trying to give your players your vision. You're trying to give the staff vision. And, this year, a lot of times when we're out there, these guys are walking the timeout and they're telling me what they see on the offensive meet. Like, hey, coach, they're super aggressive on the ball screen. We may be able to short roll and try to take advantage of it. The other side of the floor. And so just knowing that we have a certain level of communication and a certain level of trust throughout the program, it's allowed for me to get those guys, a little bit more leniency on the offensive end of the floor especially. But like I said, it's just our trust level is at an all-time high.
Jordan, we've seen the A-Sun have some big non-conference wins so far this season. Was that a motivating factor for you guys?
It was. We get an opportunity. Obviously, when we're competing against, different schools within the A-Sun, we obviously want to win. But, yeah, at the same time, especially in the non-conference, we want our conference to respect and deserve. So being able to, see, like a Florida Gulf Coast go to USC and knock them off, for us, it allows for, a certain level of reference. And you're looking at them and say, hey, guys, look, this is what MGCU is doing. But at the same time, we're very capable as well of going out here and getting a major win. And so it's definitely something to build on and kind of hang our hats. But at the same time, we just try to use it as an example to say, look, this is the level we can compete at day in and day out.
Jordan, how much have you seen Kevion Nolan grow in your time around him?
Kevin Young is unreal. You talk about a guy, when I first got here, he was kind of quiet. He was always a really good player, but he had such a small sample size that, people didn't really know. They didn't know, it's like, is he a nine-game wonder or is he an all-league performer? And, from my time being around him, he's more just an all-league player. He's an all-league person. He's an unbelievable role model. He's an unbelievable student, ambassador for our university. I mean, this dude's character and the way he is, it goes beyond basketball. I tell him all the time, you're going to be a great father, bro. You're going to be an unbelievable father. You're going to be an unbelievable husband just with the characteristics that he has. So I'm just proud of him and proud of the person, the man that he's growing in to be.
And I'll tell you, I was going to ask the same question, Lauren. It's a great question. He has grown. He's a wonderful guy. Oh, by the way, that basketball part, 20 points. 8 assists, 7 boards, 4 of 8 from 3-point. That part's pretty good, too, Jordan. Just in case you're wondering, that part's pretty good, too, right?
It is. He's a guy who got his, he feels everything on his session. That's one of the areas we got to challenge him with when we first got here, is not to be just a guy that scores. You got to be able to do everything. And, you know, he's really, especially with the rebound, he's really flourished in that role.
Tell me about O'Hearn and Omar. Are they okay? Are they with you on the trip, or what's the update?
Yeah, they're here. So Omar Payne has an ankle injury. He's going to be fine. We just want to make sure we don't rush him back. And then Dylan O'Hearn, he'll be available to go. He just, you know, he in the UAB game, he had dislocated his shoulder. It wasn't too bad, but we just wanted to make sure our trainer, she wanted to hold him out for a couple games, make sure he was good to go. And like I said, those guys, they'll be fully up. They'll be back soon.
Jordan, we had so much fun visiting the new facility last season. Now that you had an off season and start of a new season, what's that facility been like to have at your disposal?
It's awesome, you know, especially with the time that we get to be on the court with our guys, and also just be able to see them day in and day out. It's allowed for our relationships to go to a different level. You know, you come in the morning and you got multiple guys there, they're shooting, working on their game with a lot of our GAs. And, you know, they'll just stop by the office. They'll come in the hallway and say, hey, coach, what's going on? And so, you know, it allows for you to have a relationship beyond basketball. And so being able to, you know, build those relationships with our program, but then at the same time, we did a great job of having camp this summer, and I really believe it allowed for us to build those connections in the community that will definitely pay dividends coming up in the conference.
All right, Jordan Mincy, the JU basketball coach. Jordan, great win, man. It's great to have you on for the first time this season. We're going to do it many more times. 5-2 now on your way to play in Wilmington. That was really a good win yesterday. Congratulations, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.